Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we've been doing a whole series of podcasts about ISE because the big ISE, the world's largest AV show and the world's first four-day AV show, happens next month in Amsterdam. And we've been joined by special guests and special companies that are introducing special new products, and this is going to be a great one. I'm joined by Holger Graf. Holger Graf is the general manager of Vivatech EMEA, and you're based in Europe. And first of all, good morning, Holger. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. Great. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, by the way.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you as well. And I'll tell you what, you have a lot to celebrate in 2016, because in 2015, I think Vivatech sort of broke out. I would say that if you had to go back and look at all the projection companies for 2015, I say that 2015 had to be a big breakout year for your company.
Absolutely. I mean, quite honestly, we are making huge developments year over year. I mean, this is the seventh year that we are active on the market only. And quite honestly, 2015 was a challenge in so far that, of course, in Europe, we are invoicing most of our business in Euro, and compared to the US dollar, we lost quite some ground, as you know. That's a bit of a challenge, but overall, our business has been developing quite nicely, and I'm very happy that so many resellers have been paying attention to the products that we offer. And ISE is for us another platform where we can demonstrate what's new and what's in store for 2016.
And you'll be in Hall 4 in stand R55, which is real close to where you were last year. And I think everyone on this podcast will know Vivatech as a projector company. But what's interesting, and you have some great launches that you're going to do at ISE, including an 8,000 lumen projector, which we're going to get back to in just a second. But I'd like to start with your Novo Connect product line and your new Novo Pro and Novo DS, which a lot of people who are listening may not know about. And you have a full suite of wireless collaboration products. And Novo Connect's been out for a while, but you just launched Novo Pro and Novo DS. So would you mind telling the listeners about those two products?
Right. So it's actually a very important product category for us overall, because we believe that a lot of people would like to get rid of the cabling during a meeting, and they would like to share content wirelessly. And we believe that 2015 was already a pretty good start to increase the awareness for how wireless solutions can benefit the meeting or the education environment. And we have been shown already last year a first approach with Novo Connect, but we improved our overall hardware and software functionality, so that from January onward now, we are shipping the Novo Pro, which is basically a product that enables you to connect 64 participants into a network, and you can share content quite easily. So that makes the whole collaboration much easier, and you have so many functionality. And one of the highlights of the Novo Pro is that we can now display 60 frames per second in 1080p, so we can have a very smooth video performance. That was one of the hardware restrictions we had before. And of course, we built out the software to be much more user-friendly, and also with a feature set that we got as feedback from various end users that we improved over the past 6 months, as it's an own software development. So we're very excited to have this in place. On the business version of Novo Pro, we are even able to create a guest employee network with a small launcher. That means if a visitor comes to the company and he's not allowed to install the special software that we have for our product on its PC, we can hand over a USB-based launcher, and then we can perform the software through that launcher and can use the full functionality of it. So all in all, we believe that we will make wireless collaboration and exchange of information in a meeting room much easier. At the same time, we offer an education solution that is basically a subset of that business version that enables the teacher to include all the students into the classroom as well, including voting or polling features that we included. So it's quite neat, actually.
And so this is obviously it's going to be a feat. This is going to be a big focus in your stand at ISE. Will you show this as a standalone, as a static product, or will you actually demonstrate it at ISE?
We would like to demonstrate it. We will have a section of the booth where we will show the Novo Pro for business, the Novo Pro for education, and also Novo DS. So we have three versions. And Novo DS stands for digital signage, which is pretty much the same hardware, but this hardware is up to 4K compatible, but only with 30 frames per second. So again, in 1080p, we can display 60 frames per second. And the whole idea is to have a very easy to use digital signage player. And the basic idea is that the secretary can create a layout for a digital signage within 5 minutes based on the templates that we give and based on the guidance that we give. At the same time, the administrator can easily administrate several products within a network or in an organization. So we have put everything in place to make it easy to use and to control it in the right way. And that's for us, of course, also a first timer that we have solutions in the digital signage area. And we are very excited to see what the feedback is from all the visitors. So far, the partners of Evitec that saw it were quite excited about it. Of course, we updated this also with a lot of features lately. And, you know, software is never finished, but I guess we have now a system in place that will satisfy probably 95% of the target audience in this kind of entry segment of digital signage and media player.
I think it's going to be a great show for you. And like I said, you're in Hall 4, stand R55, and you're definitely going to want to make that one of your stops because Vivitech, who I've known for many, many years, I guess you guys have been around 7 or 8 years now, and back in your in the brand that you are now, is you know that small projector company that made you know small portable and presenter projectors, and now you've got a huge suite of products. You're actually a brand of Delta, and you're going to launch an 8,000 lumen projector at ISE, from what I understand. Are you willing to talk about that yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are also very proud that we are now also introducing and shipping the first laser-based projector, which is a requirement as a light source technology, so to say, for higher-end application, especially when we talk about high brightness applications where lamp lifetime is an important matter. We now have the possibility to use a product that is laser-based and, of course, offers much longer lamp lifetime than standard bulb-based projectors. And with 8,000 lumen, we have, of course, a fantastic flexibility to use it for standard landscape presentation, but also portrait presentation. On top of it, it has a full set of motorized lenses, which gives you all the flexibility you need for products in this category to be used in the right way. So yes, it's a very exciting step for us. And as we have been now focusing on a product range of up to 12,000 anti-lumen based on LED in the pocket category with Qumi and the rest bulb-based, I think the addition of a laser-based projector is extremely important for us.
Yeah, it gives you one of the biggest lines of projectors on the market. So with the wireless collaboration, a new digital signage media player basically is what I would call it, and then also the wide range of products. You're going to be one of those companies that everyone needs to go by and see. And your stand last year was impressive, but I've seen a drawing of your stand for this year's show, and it's going to be exciting. So I hope that everyone will go by again, Hall 4 R55. Holger, I really appreciate you joining me this morning. I know that you're busy, and I know you got a lot of stuff that you're doing, but we're trying to talk to as many of the companies that I think that people should have on their list of stops when they go to the show. And certainly, Vivitech is one of those companies that we believe everyone should go see. So thank you very much for joining me this morning, and I appreciate your time.
Gary, thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening. This is just one of many, many podcasts we'll be doing leading up to the ISE show, and we'll be doing 20 or 30 at the ISE show as well from the show floor. So thanks for listening. Keep listening, and check everything out at ravepubs.com. And of course, if you want to see Vivitech's line right now, all you got to do is go to vivitech.eu. That's Vivitech www.ecoop.eu. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.